Welcome to the course Managing Customer Relationships. I'm Donna, and I'm a senior project leader at Quintiles. Alex, who has recently joined our team as a project leader, needs help to prepare for his project with Worldwide Pharma. In this course, you will see me help him understand the various aspects of managing customer relationships. This course, which will take you around 60 minutes to complete, is going to help you and Alex describe the value of knowing your customer. It will also help you identify some ways in which you can create value for the customers and negotiate with them. By the end of the course, you will also be able to deal with difficult customer situations effectively. This course, which will take you around an hour to complete, is going to help you and Alex describe the value of knowing your customer. It will also help you identify some ways in which you can create value for the customers and negotiate with them. By the end of the course, you will also be able to deal with difficult customer situations effectively. This course, which will take you around 40 minutes to complete, is going to help you and Alex describe the value of knowing your customer. It will also help you identify some ways in which you can create value for the customers and negotiate with them. By the end of the course, you will also be able to deal with difficult customer situations effectively. Hey, Alex, come have a seat. Ralph just informed me about a situation that came up on his project recently. I thought it might help if I told you about it. Let me take you back to what happened on Ralph's project. What do you think went wrong here? In the situation that you just saw, Ralph followed the timelines mentioned in the study contract and didn't make any mistakes there, but he overlooked a request that his customer, Mike, had made a month ago. When Mike said, "I would prefer that you raise the invoice of the month by the 20th, Ralph took that as a preference rather than a requirement. Ralph didn't realize that Mike has difficulty in processing invoices raised after the 20th. The core reason for this misunderstanding was that Ralph didn't know his customer well enough. He mistook a requirement as a request. He didn't have a conversation with Mike to understand his constraints and overlooked those. The process of managing customer relationships starts with knowing and understanding your customer. As a project leader, it is important for you to know your customer counterparts on the project. You must look out for all the information that might help you in developing a strong relationship with your customer counterparts. You can speak to people who have interacted with the customer counterparts in the past, during the pre-award phase, or as part of other projects in order to gather relevant information. In addition to knowing about your customer counterparts, it is important for you to understand the following aspects about your customer: stakeholders, cultural nuances, communication preferences. As a project leader, you should be proactive in resolving issues that your customer may face, and you should always look out for opportunities to create additional value for your customer. Let me tell you about an incident during Ralph's project with Phantom Pharma. What do you think Ralph did in this situation? It's important for a project leader to proactively manage such issues on a project. It's also an effective strategy to discuss the solution with the customer, as they are more likely to appreciate the challenges we face. At the same time, it is also important for the project leader to keep senior management informed about the issues. While it's important for you as a project leader to know about the customer, it is also important for you to look for opportunities to build trust and rapport with the customer, so that the customer feels confident with your decisions. You should put yourself in the customer's shoes in order to be able to find effective solutions for our customers. Ask open-ended and non-threatening questions to get more clarity about customers' needs. And most importantly, demonstrate professionalism, integrity, and knowledge in your actions. Building rapport will help you communicate effectively with your customer and will help you in strengthening relationships with the customer even further. A project leader should constantly revisit the expectations set at the start of the project and map the actual progress with respect to those expectations. If you know that you cannot meet the customer's expectations, it's important to reset those expectations. You should clarify what you can deliver. For example, the travel time budgeted for the clinical research associate may be just 2 hours in a day. However, one visit could take 3 days, and a local CRA may have to travel every day to the site, which involves travel between the hotel and the site. It is important in this case to let the customer know of the additional time required so that they do not expect anything that you cannot deliver. As a project leader, you should always look out for opportunities to create additional value for the customer throughout the project lifecycle. Some of the ways in which you can create additional value for the customer are listed here. Identify opportunities to collaborate with the customer. Recommend solutions to resolve the customer's problems. Proactively handle project issues related to quality and timelines. You may often come across situations in which your customer has some unrealistic expectations and you have difficulty dealing with it. You should be careful that you don't commit to something that you can't deliver. I can share a situation that came up when Ralph was working on Phantom Pharma's project. That might help you understand this better. What do you think would have been the most appropriate response in this situation? Ralph should not put forward any commitments before knowing the actual reason behind the change in timelines and discussing the matter with his team members. Ralph should not completely decline the request put forward by Mike before even identifying the reason behind such a request and finding out how important it is for the customer. Ralph should certainly discuss the matter with his team members and not jump in the negotiation without any discussions. However, it is important for Ralph to first identify the reasons behind such a request and then discuss the matter with his team members. How did this discussion with his team members help Ralph? It's useful to include your team members in the discussion before providing a plan to the customer. This would ensure that you do not commit to anything that you can't deliver and that you do not face any known risk in the future. It's useful to include your team members in the discussion, but not because you will be able to hold them responsible for the decisions. Getting a consensus before providing a plan to the customer would ensure that you do not commit to anything that you can't deliver and that you do not face any known risk in the future. When a negotiation is not going well, you should consider putting a halt to the discussion and returning at a later point. Here are some tips that you can use during a negotiation. What do you think would be a more appropriate way to start the conversation? It would be better if Ralph acknowledged Mike's perspective to start the negotiation on a positive note. Also, the use of "what if" questions would give the impression that Ralph is trying to accommodate the customer's needs. Starting the conversation by acknowledging Mike's perspective would have helped Ralph convince Mike. Also, the use of "what if" questions would give the impression that Ralph is trying to accommodate the customer's needs. These are some other tips that can help you in negotiating with a customer. Recognize your negotiation points. You should consider negotiation points from the opposite party's perspectives. Use the alternate perspectives to clarify and define the negotiation points in order to eliminate, as much as possible, arguments that may be made by the opposite party. Acknowledge opposing perspectives. You should consider using the following techniques for acknowledging opposing perspectives. Imagine the stakeholder's position. Imagine the stakeholder's position or positions. Ask directly about the problem. Acknowledge reservations, but pause the conversation if it becomes counterproductive. Highlight common interests and the mutual relationship. Push back versus making concessions. Use what-if questions to convince your stakeholders you are trying to accommodate their needs. Provide options so the opposing party can commit without losing face. You should be careful while managing a conflict with a customer. Not handling a conflict the right way may make the situation even worse. Let's see what happened with Sally, who is working on the Procovax Pharma project. As you must have noticed, this was not exactly the right approach to handling a difficult situation with a customer. Let's see how Sally could have handled the situation better. In the example that you saw, Sally was able to handle the situation in a better manner when she assessed the situation at her end, bundled the message appropriately, and confirmed the consensus with Chris. There are three basic principles of resolving a conflict that you should always keep in mind. Be open and honest. Clarify assumptions. Clarify perceptions. Resolving a conflict also requires a project leader to use a range of styles and behaviors. Click the link to learn about the 6 conflict management styles. The situation that you saw Sally handle was a difficult situation, but the customer, Chris, wasn't necessarily difficult to handle. He was just being a bit unreasonable with his requests. That's right. but it gets really tough if you have to handle difficult behavior in a similar context. Consider the situation on Mark's project. Mark is our project leader at Zixcom Pharma's project on lung cancer. See what happens here. How would you categorize Christina's behavior? Christina's behavior is both aggressive and insensitive, but she isn't showing any traits of a passive-aggressive or a complaining behavior. According to Dr. Rick Brinkman and Dr. Rick Kirshner, some difficult behaviors that people may exhibit are insensitive or demanding, aggressive or hostile, sarcastic or insulting, arrogant or demeaning, passive-aggressive, complaining, unresponsive and irresponsible, intent on blaming others, withholding, uncooperative, suspicious. What, according to you, was Christina's motive or intent behind behaving in such a way? Christina's motive could be labeled as get the task done or task focused. She was being difficult because she wanted the sites to be initiated without any delay. To deal with a difficult behavior effectively, you must understand the intentions behind that behavior. Only if you understand the intentions behind the behavior, you can think of handling the difficult customer appropriately. The behavior could be aggressive because the customer is trying to get the task done. It could be that the customer is a perfectionist who is trying to get the task right. The customer may be attention-seeking and wants to get appreciated for his or her work. It could also be that the customer seeks approval and is trying to get along with people. On a stressful day, we tend to move toward any of these four quadrants from the normal zone. How do you think Mark should respond? This may not be the best reply to Christina's aggressive comments. The best approach would be to keep your calm and use your assertiveness to calm her down. Paraphrase and empathize to get her back into her normal zone. What should be Mark's response? Leaving the conversation would not solve the problem. Instead, you should remain calm and stand your ground. You should share your rationale and handle the situation with your assertiveness. You should remain calm and stand your ground. You should share your rationale and handle the situation with your assertiveness. The customer here was blinded by the motive to get the tasks done. These are some simple tips that you should keep in mind while dealing with a difficult customer. I hope the examples that I shared helped. You're welcome. Hope to see you soon on the project. All the best. In this course, you learned about the various aspects of managing customer relationships. You learned the value of knowing your customer and some ways in which you can create additional value for your customers and negotiate with them. You also learned how to deal with difficult customer situations effectively. Now you know how a project leader is expected to manage customer relationships at Quintiles. You can reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!